Okay, and we are live. We're back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, more technical woes as usual because I'm a failure.
What else is new?
Yep. So, what's good?
Nothing.
You're typing very rudely, very loudly.
Does that bother you?
It's quite remarkable.
Is it
the
remarkable?
The amount of ignorance you have, yes.
Wow.
Oh, man, this is fun.
Look, I'm too drunk. I don't care. This podcast is dumb. Don't stop listening to us.
How dare you? I'm trying to build a life and some sort of franchise trilogy here. And you are just ruining everything. So speaking of franchises, how about
that's a shitty segue. Go on.
How about Star Wars? It's not a shitty segue. It has everything related and everything to do with what we were just discussing.
Okay, fine. The trailer came
out. Let's start with the movie first.
It looks dumb.
It does look dumb. Wow, any more particular insight on this particular topic?
No, I think we covered it all.
We have both been hitting the sauce. So the kids say.
I don't have sauce, I have booze.
Oh man, you're funny. Yeah, so the movie kind of looked
it's a terrible trilogy.
I mean, I guess they have to do it for the third one as far as following the Skywalker family, because they follow the same family for the last two, so I guess it would be kind of weird for them to change it like third way, but I'm still really annoyed that they're like Skywalker is like the pinnacle of the Star Wars universe.
Yep.
It's quite disappointing because it kind of makes for, what's a nice way of saying this? A not so adventurous storyline.
Oh yeah.
And like the trailer didn't even look that compelling. It was just like a lot of fancy stuff. A lot of, actually, the footage from the trailer looked identical to the last two movies. It kind of looked like they were almost like recycling footage.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It didn't look that compelling. Any other thoughts you'd like to share?
No. I saw an article about the lightsaber, because apparently they broke Luke Skywalker's lightsaber, but I don't remember that in the movie.
They did? I don't remember that either.
Because, like, Kylo and What's-Her-Face were force-pulling the,
Rey?
His lightsaber in a broken half. And then they confirmed that, the crystal inside of it was pretty much destroyed. So the fact that she has it in this trailer is like, well, did she rebuild it or what? Yeah.
I don't even, well, I remember them pulling a lightsaber, but I don't remember that being Luke's. So she must have always had that on her then.
Well,
which I guess would make sense, because then how else would she get one, I guess.
Right.
But she had one before, didn't she? I don't know.
No.
Oh, she didn't?
No.
Oh, okay, well.
Because if you remember...
There you go, I guess.
She found it from the old person that Solo knew for some reason. And it was in a box, and then she got it, and she gave it to Luke, and then Luke died, or gave it to her, or whatever.
Well, then how did Finn find the lightsaber that he was carrying around? Because that was like the first movie.
That was also Luke's, because he had it for a short time.
Okay.
Look, I just really need to rewatch the movies, because I don't remember jack shit.
Yeah, me too, apparently, because I also don't remember anything. But, yeah, the whole... So if it did get destroyed, then that's kind of interesting, because when I watched the Clone Wars animated series, the Star Wars animated series on Cartoon Network that moved to Netflix, I think it was about halfway in through the show, they had an episode where they were dealing with this ritual with like youngling Padawans, and it was like their quest on building a lightsaber. So they were taken to this planet, and then I think there were like 8 or 9 of them, and they'd have to do like these trials, and then in the trials it would I don't fucking know, like their destiny would lead them to like the crystal they were destined to be with, whether that's like blue, green, or whatever, and then they were taught the art of like lightsaber building. So let's say that, you know, it was broken and it needed to be repaired, and then she repaired it again. That kind of goes back to the fact that she can do anything,
yeah,
without prior knowledge, and that's really annoying. That's kind of why I don't like... Well, it's actually kind of a similar reason to why I don't like Superman that much either, is because they're kind of both just too good at like anything they do.
Right.
And it doesn't make for interesting character development, because it's like, oh yeah, like, oh shit, he just, like, he showed up, or she showed up, or it showed up. That means, you know, they're automatically going to win because it was written that way, you know?
Yeah.
I will say, though, because you said that you read a thing that JJ did confirm that they're bringing back Palpatine. So that's kind of interesting. However, it really depends on how they do it. Like, this could be a cool thing that could lead into, like, another possibly better trilogy franchise, depending on how they handle this.
Maybe.
I really hope they don't do a thing that the prequels did, which they were originally going to have one villain, Jar Jar, and it was going to spread over the three, the trilogy. Instead, it was like every new movie, you'd have the same heroes, and then you would like shoehorn in a new villain like every movie, and that kind of like disconnected some things and kind of made some things weird. So depending on how they bring back Palpatine, that might be kind of interesting, because if he is not just like brought in and then killed again, which would be dumb in my opinion, to be like, well, then what's the point of like building up all this hype? Like, it's almost like you're just doing like clickbait at that point.
Right.
If you're just bringing him in like, oh, we brought back Palpatine, and people are like, oh, cool. And then like 30 minutes into the movie, excuse me, you know, he dies by some like stupid way like Snoke did, which is so dumb.
Yeah,
like some parlor trick crap, or like he actually, no, what would be funny is if he's like giving this crazy like villain speech, and then he just like legitimately trips and just like falls off the the side of a cliff or something, like, ah, I'll get you next time,
gadget.
And then he's dead. And then the movie just ends that way. That I would, the, I might be okay with that. That'd be okay. But, I mean, you know, there are books. I don't know if Disney would consider it canon. I guess by default they would be. But, I mean, there's plenty of material out there that supports that Palpatine kind of dabbled in cloning and other mysterious things. So... I mean, they never dealt with that in the movies, but the material for that is out there. So this whole concept of him coming back, secondly, not him coming back. Again, it kind of depends on how they do this. If it's a clone thing, then it's just like, well, technically he was never gone. People just didn't know about his clone. So, and we were trying to go back to the, like, do like a mini, oh my God, what's the word? analyzing. I was thinking like analyzing. Like the fucking Tobias. Yeah.
Tobias.
We were trying to go back and like analyze the scenes of where they were at, and they did a lot of desert shots. And my theory is that that's all they could afford. To make the movie. So they just keep shooting at like the Grand Canyon. However, that could be Jakku if the Palpatine thing is clone based, because supposedly he had some lab on Jakku, which I guess was the whole reason why I thought that was supposed to be the reason why, like in the Battlefront 2 story campaign spoiler, that at the end they have that big fight over Jakku was for control of that, but they didn't really bring, as far as I remember, they didn't bring that up in the actual gameplay of the story, so I don't know.
I guess
we'll see. I mean, there's really not that anything else compelling about the...
There really isn't.
The trait, yeah. It was just all kind of just like, oh, look. You know, they're amazing.
Yep.
It's kind of like... And the fact they're calling it Rise of Skywalker makes me really scared. Because I'm like, oh my god, this is... It's like, oh my god, this is the beginning of the Skywalker... Like, next three trilogies, like, please God.
Maybe they go back in time, and then it's like, it goes back to episode one.
Oh, fuck. Let's rehash out, like, Anakin's childhood. And.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, we also saw...
trailer.
Cinematic trailer for the game. Jedi Fallen Order. That looked infinitely better compared to the teaser thing for the movie.
That's right.
So, what are your thoughts on the game cinematic trailer Jedi Fallen Order? Go.
Yeah, it was okay.
I swear to God, you better contribute.
I'm drunk. I mean, it's cool. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see. Didn't really show a whole lot. The game might be dumb, or the gameplay might be dumb.
Yeah, that was one big thing that everyone in the comments brought up, is they're like, there's no gameplay. What the fuck?
But the
I'm not surprised about that, by the way.
So there are stormtroopers, so it puts us somewhere. Somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I guess supposedly the game is supposed to take place like right. It's some immediate point after Order 66, but before, I guess, the whole like Empire thing sets in, because that was like one significant thing with Star Wars in general, that the whole like people knowing of the Empire kind of took a while. It was only like core planets like Coruscant and stuff that kind of knew of that immediately, obviously, because they had, you know, front seats to the show, but
right,
that's not too important. But yeah, it looked cool. I kind of like the actor casting for it, actually. I think that was kind of a cool choice.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it really was. I would not, if you had asked me to cast that, I don't think he would have been my first choice, just because I would not have thought of using him. But as an actor, I do think he's really good. Like him being on, doing Gotham and Shameless. I mean, shit, there was one comment that some guy was like, so this kid just did, I keep forgetting his character's name is Shameless. But anyway, so it's like he did Shameless, he did the Joker in Gotham, and now he's doing Star Wars. Like, holy fuck, this kid has range. Like, he is... The odds of him being typecast are pretty low now. Because he can pretty much do anything.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was pretty cool. I, like... I know you and I kind of talked about this before. I was initially kind of worried because the way that the trailer was playing out, it kind of looked like he might be another Rey character where it's like, oh God. Cause the trailer gives it doesn't give any backstory to him whatsoever.
Yeah.
So you're kind of like guessing, and they kind of played it out to be like he would be another character where he's just like automatically good at everything. Cause yeah. It's like, oh, he's just this guy, and he like by happenstance, he knows how to use the Force. And then as the trailer kind of plays on, I was kind of thinking like, well, maybe it's not like that. Maybe he was just like a refugee, so to speak, or a runaway, you know, from the Jedi Temple or something. Uh-huh. Like he had like prior training. So it wasn't just all just pure luck. Like he was just good at everything. I hope that's what it is, because then that would make him a lot more interesting, though. So he'd be like, oh, that's kind of cool, because we've never had that perspective before. Again, it's always been about fucking Skywalker, 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 Skywalker.
Yep.
And I'm so tired of that. I'm so ready to just move on to literally any, like, just put Star Wars characters on a chart and throw a fucking dart at it and just make a trilogy of that where the dart land. Like, honestly, I'm ready for anything. They could do the fucking heritage of like Jabba the Hutt. And I would totally be okay with that. But yeah, the trailer kind of looked cool, I guess. As far as giving you an insight to that world, you know, a lot of people were pissed off that's EA, whatever. It is a single player game. I mean, honestly, even for a single player game, they might try and pull that crap. But we don't know yet because we haven't seen the game. So it's not 100% fair to just automatically judge and be like, ugh. I mean, the fact that they're doing a single-player game in the first place, I think is kind of surprising. Uh-huh. I did not think that they would consider doing a single-player game. And Respawn is doing it, too. And that's also kind of surprising to me because as far as playing, like, you know, their Titanfall games, I don't think I would have considered them, like, a single-player savant.
Oops.
Although they did really try for Titanfall 2 a lot more so as far as storyline, because it actually had like a storyline campaign that you could play that time.
It was great,
unlike one where it was literally just like a match. It was weird. It was just like the same thing as online, but you just play against NPCs. And then the second game they really try to go for it.
Yep.
So anyway, how about you give me more of your thoughts on literally anything?
Wow, you're so mean. See what I have to deal with?
There's just no interaction. I don't know. Do I have to drink more? Do you have to drink more?
No, I don't have to drink more. You need to shut the fuck up, okay? There.
This right here is great content. Keep saying totally. Stuff like that. We're going to get viewers.
This is why people come here. Because I hate being here. I hate doing this shitty podcast. I don't even like you.
Oh my God.
But that's great, because people love that dynamic.
That is true.
So, fuck you. Oh.
Oh. Fuck you. Oh.
I don't know. So what else? We covered Star Wars.
I was gonna say, can we shit on Star Wars anymore? You know what? I'll say one last thought on Star Wars. For anyone who's played Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, or anyone who's played the single player Knights of the Republic Star Wars games, not the MMO, the single player stuff. For the love of Christ. You literally remake any one of those games. You take Jedi Knight Academy, you copy and paste the code and make it 4K. And people would be happy. I promise you, people would be happy. So if you just take any one of those games and just like remake them, that's it. That's it. You don't have to do like R2-D2 scavenger hunt in Coruscant iOS game. Like, we don't need any of that stuff. You know. Okay.
Yeah. Great. Good last thought. All right. Yes. So, the Twilight Zone. We watched that episode.
Yeah, we did the last
one. Which is Rewind.
Is that what it was called?
Yes.
That makes sense. Did a lot of rewinding in that episode. So that fits. This information you have decided to share checks out.
Thoughts?
Well, I guess. Oh, whoops. I guess a spoiler.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Probably. I'm sure it will say something. It was def. So, did I watch all the other episodes
with you?
I did? Okay. So, it was the comedy club, the plane.
Yep.
And that was it?
That's it.
And then this last one.
Yep.
So, I don't know. I guess I might kind of have. Oh, Jesus. Alcohol's kicking in.
I thought that was the weakest episode so far.
How so?
Like, I mean,
let's see what you say will trigger my what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it didn't really have like so much of a supernatural thing. It's more just Jordan Peele kind of doing what he does, like he did with us, where it's like a whole. Focuses on the black community more.
Me for this particular episode.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Because he's been, I don't know, he's that kind of guy. Because that's why he's like, for his movies, he's like, I'm always going to be like having a black main character. And he's trying to be progressive. Right? Yeah, right. And this episode really kind of reflected that. Because in the end, he's.
Yeah.
All that. Right. And it was more obviously it was a white cop, kind of that whole.
Oh, it's the typical
tension. Yeah. So yeah. It's more of a play on contemporary
news
issues. But yeah. But it was kind of, I mean, the storyline wasn't, it could have went more interesting places.
Yeah, so, yeah, I definitely thought that episode was going to end a lot darker than what it did.
Yeah, like I thought she would kill the cop.
Something.
All this stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, it surprisingly, considering like all of the tension that was built up in the episode because of the theme that he chose to explore for this. Yeah. I thought it ended really peacefully, actually. Like all things considering. Yeah, I was really expecting it just to kind of be like all in one direction. So maybe that's why it was kind of perceived as not as strong as the other episodes. Because the other episodes ended pretty dark.
They did.
yeah, and I've known of Twilight Zone. I think the most Twilight Zone I've ever watched was like that little intro video they played on Tower of Terror at Disney World, where it's just like, but I've never really watched it. I've never really watched any of the movies, so this is kind of not a new experience, but I'm not used to anything before this.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of coming in this comparing it to
other things,
like pretty much any other anthology stuff. So like Black Mirror, what was the one? Was it called? Was it called the Higgs? What was that Wild West one? Let's see if I can find that here. Oops, I'm gonna bring that over here.
I've always wanted.
Whoops.
Buster Scruggs.
People definitely heard Netflix for a second. Was it Buster?
Something like that, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Ballad of Buster Scruggs.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just comparing it to any, you know, anthology stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I think the plane episode was more interesting because it was probably the less predictable out of the three.
Yeah.
The first one was good, but yeah, after like the first, like not even halfway through, I mean, you and I both were watching it. We're kind of like, oh, this is probably going to happen. And then boom, you know, like he did the thing or.
Well, I'm looking forward to next week's episode, The Traveler with Steven Yeun.
Mm. Yeah, because we're, well, the last episode was Rewind, so technically it did kind of deal with time travel in a sense. Because I don't think she never went forward, did she?
No.
Yeah, she only went backwards. And I don't think she ever paused it either.
No.
I think, yeah, it was just backwards. But the Traveler thing looked interesting.
Yeah.
It kind of makes it look like a, like one of those kind of like crossroad, like
yeah,
crossroad demon, you know, feel things.
Yep.
It's kind of like the charming guy shows up and he can like tune your guitar and now you're, you owe him something. Yep. But yeah, the next episode looked really cool.
Cool topic. All right, next. What?
Well, I think, I don't know how many episodes of Star Trek are left. It's bad that I don't even remember. Discovery? It's like, is it bad? I don't even remember what it's called. Yeah, I don't know how many episodes are left. I think we're on episode 13 right now. And, of course, this episode ended literally, like, right before the combat started. Which is why they use, like, the last 15 minutes of, like, just talking. I'm seeing a thing right here. It says Star Trek Discovery cast showrunner promises to tie up loose ends of canon and season finale. Okay, so the next one is the last one.
Oh, wow, already.
Season two? Fucking season two. Wait, oh my god, are we on season two? Holy shit, we would be on season two. Because I saw that. Yeah. Right? Because I saw that in 2018. Dude, I'm so out of touch with reality. Yeah, it is. We are on season two. Oh, shit. Well, it's lit.
It's lit.
I don't know what the canon thing they were talking about. Let's see, what does this say?
You've officially switched to Boost. Thanks for getting me on a faster network.
Wait a fucking.
Viewers keep hearing. Well, I clicked on this page and like ads started playing.
Use ad block.
That's not my fault. Yeah, okay. I don't know what this is trying to say. I like it. I've never been a huge Star Trek fan ever. I mean, I watched I have watched the newer movies. I have watched some of the original Star Trek. I've seen the original TV show. I've seen parts of the original TV show. I've seen parts of Next Generation. But in the infamous Star Trek versus Star Wars, I've always kind of chosen Star Wars. But if you've noticed, there's not really that much Star Wars media like that anymore. That's interesting, I guess. Yeah. Certainly live action. Like, Jesus, dude, like the production value of Star Trek Discovery is just out of this world.
So, actually, going back to Star Wars, there was another trailer we saw. And that was the Vader VR thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Vader Immortal?
Yeah.
Yeah, that looked pretty cool.
Yeah.
A lot of the visuals in it were really compelling. Because, like, the robot thing was kind of... The robot chick. It's kind of unusual in Star Wars to have female robots. So, the diverse cast is being explored.
Well, you had the one in more and more, Solo. But
that was a female? I don't remember that.
Yes, it was.
Oh. Never mind then.
See, stop yawning.
Well, because you're yawning, asshole. So now you're making me yawn. And do that Imperial officer with like all the bionic shit. That was kind of cool.
Bionics.
Yeah. And kind of making a backward segue. There's a bionic character in Star Trek who maybe a couple of episodes, it's not really a spoiler, but a couple of episodes, they kind of explore that character and you kind of find out that she was actually like a person turned into an android. And it's like, oh, shit, I didn't know they had that kind of technology. Because Star Trek's always been kind of like, I guess like they can make AI, but they're like super paranoid about it, so they don't.
Yeah.
So I guess for good reason, because the whole premise of the season is like the AI's out to kill the galaxy. But yeah, anyway. So, but the Vader Immortal thing looked pretty cool, especially for a VR game, because I mean, we don't really have that many games that are explored with Star Wars other than like Battlefront 2, which are just FPS shooters.
Yeah.
So it was kind of cool to see that they're exploring and doing something else. And also the VR No Man's Sky thing looks really cool too,
I guess.
Yeah. Well, considering that it's kind of like we're at the point of that game now where we're, or it's almost at the point now of what people were expecting it to be at launch. And so it's kind of just taking this long, but I'm kind of really curious to see what all, because the Beyond update is supposed to have three, it was going to be three separate updates, and now it's just one entire big package. So it's going to be interesting to see what those three categories are, because if they don't fix, like,
God damn it.
If they don't fix the, I don't know, like the procedural planet stuff is cool. The procedural plant life and animals are cool. But there's like nothing on any of the planets ever. And it's just really boring. It's just like one trade outpost. And there's always like three or four people there. And they don't do anything other than just pointing you to another place. And it's like points to a monolith. And then you have to like make a random guess. And then you get something or you get stabbed. And then you move on. And yeah, yep. So I really hope one of the, at some point they just add like more, just like more immersive. Like you just kind of become more invested because it's more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's just so repetitive, which I can't really like blame them because I mean you're doing a.
It's what happens when you do random generation.
Yeah, I was gonna say for the scale that they're trying to do, like it's hard to write content for. I mean, look at Star Citizen. That's why Star Citizen is like almost the complete opposite of that, because they're trying. I mean, they're still trying to still capture that main. You know, like we want this to be like an endless universe kind of thing. But then when you do that, you have, like, nothing to play with because you have to spend, like, forever because they decide not to do procedural when it comes to, like, the details of, like, what you can do at places. So then that's why the release date's not going to be, like, 2096 because it's just never going to be done. Yep. So it took them, like, 4 years to do, like, four missions that you sort of still can't even do anyway. So... And then you have Elite Dangerous, which is in a similar boat, but you have content. A lot of it's still repetitive.
Because it's generated.
Because it's generated, yeah. So it's like Star Citizen is pretty, but you can't really do anything.
Yeah.
Elite Dangerous is less pretty, but you can do some things. And No Man's Sky is somehow you can't do anything and it's pretty. So you kind of, you have all three games like cover. I mean, No Man's Sky is pretty for its art style, which I like its art style a lot. But Star Citizen is just going for like extreme photorealism kind of detail, 4K stuff.
Yeah.
Although I will give them kudos, a year ago, it barely played on my computer. And then actually I found it in a video. Oh shit, what was the change they made? They made some change with like one of the main updates. This video I was watching, the guy was saying that they made, I think they made some change to how like the game caches planets. Because I think before it was like using your computing power and now it's using like their server power to do planet stuff. And people were saying that's why the performance improved a lot for, especially for people with like low end specs. Because I mean, for a long time, I was literally only getting like, maybe 15 FPS. And then a couple of updates went by. Like it did really well at the beginning and then it went trash. And then they changed it again. And then it went from like 15 to like 35. And now I probably get about like maybe 40 as long as I'm not in a super populated dense area. But it's just like you can't do anything. It's just there's like no content at all. It's like just like a giant glorified like, oh, like fly around and look at shit.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I got 3.5 yet or whatever the new update is. I think it's 3.5. So what else? Anything else?
I think that about covers it. We're good.
Are we good?
All right. We will see you guys.
Okay, asshole.
Next time.
Uh-huh.
Look, I don't know. Is there anything else?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe I'll do another one tomorrow. Gotta get that content out for the vast viewers that we
need. For the plebs.
For all plebs of all kinds. We need people. Subscribe, please. Follow us.
I'm so lonely.
Maybe if you guys like us enough, maybe I'll like, you know what? Go follow me. Go follow us on, or me, I guess, on, or us, whatever. Same thing. Go follow us on Twitch. Go follow us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/LonelyPanda. Maybe if you follow me and convince your friends to follow, maybe I'll make some merch.
Merch.
I'll get some. Merch. Some. Yeah. Oh, totally. I'll get some merch made up. It'll be. It'll be lit. Be lit as fuck. People.
Lady in the city.
People with sad panda shirts walking around.
That's right.
And we'll be a community bound by our spiritual freedoms. We are one
in this universe
with the gods. We belong in the stars.
We belong
Southern.
What the fuck?
Starman racing through the sky.
All right, bye.
Okay, bye.
All right, good.